I'm speaking with Vandana Shiva, one of the speakers at the International Forum on Globalization here in Cancun, Mexico. And I wanted to discuss the issue of agriculture, which is one of the most contentious issues in the WTO debates. Can you tell us why it's so contentious?
It's contentious because the entire Treaty of Agriculture in WTO is based on fraud. It is based on the fraud of making the South believe that they're going to have a fairer chance in world trading. It's been based on fraud in making Southern countries believe that WTO would help create some kind of equality. What WTO has done is increased the dumping, allowed the increase of dumping. It has allowed agriculture to be so distorted that it's not worth growing food anymore for farmers. Overall in the world, the first year in many years, production is lower than consumption at a global level. In India, there's been 30 million tons less food produced this year than last year because the overall system is creating a disincentive to farmers, pushing down their incomes and increasing the profits of the corporations. But the profits of corporations are coming by wiping out the very production base. And that means a guarantee in terms of famine, starvation, destitution of a very, very large scale. That is why it's contentious.
So in other words, the industrial agricultural model is killing the small farmers.
It is not just the industrial agriculture model, which is bad enough, it kills the small farmer. But when the industrial agriculture model is combined and partnered with free trade, then it joins up to even kill farmers who might not be practicing industrial agriculture. And that's where WTO comes into place. The WTO facilitates the annihilation of sustainable producers, organic producers, small peasants of the third world who might not be part of the industrial agriculture system.
There seems to be a north-south split, let's say, on the agriculture issue. Can you explain basically who's on whose side and why?
I think there's an attempt to make agriculture look like it's a north-south issue. It is a north-south issue in terms of the fact that the north gives $400 billion of subsidies and the south is too poor to give that. In any case, most of those subsidies go to artificially lower prices. But the United States and Europe's agreement on agriculture is a fake agreement because behind that agreement, the United States is suing Europe on GMOs, which is agriculture. So there is a war in agriculture with a facade of peace, so that with that facade of peace, Europe and the United States can bully the third world extra. But we need to look through that facade and recognize that everywhere in the world, small farmers are in crisis. Everywhere in the world, the food system is in crisis. Nowhere in the world can safe food be guaranteed under the control of agribusiness.
So let's say in concrete terms is the issue of subsidies. Let's say there's the U.S. that wants to reduce the subsidies of as many countries as possible. On the other hand, they themselves passed a farm bill that gave a huge subsidy to its own farmers. So how are they even justifying this contradiction?
When you play with power, you don't justify, you just bully.
Genetically modified organisms is another hot topic. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We have just launched a Citizens Global Challenge process in the case brought by the United States against Europe to force Europe to accept genetically modified foods and crops. We've organized as citizens to bring this challenge because we want to show that this GMO challenge is not U.S. citizens against European citizens or U.S. administration against the European Union. It's basically Monsanto against the people of the earth and the entire world. The case we are filing is trying to make transparent that WTO is about corporate unilateralism, and the GMO dispute makes that very, very obvious, that all this is being done just to make the markets of Monsanto grow in something that is a failed technology, something that's an unwanted product, and yet just because Monsanto's profits are linked to it, the WTO is making itself available to force feed the world with unwanted foods.
What's going to happen in Cancun? Let's say this issue doesn't get resolved in Cancun. What comes after?
Cancun is just one stop. Agriculture. Agriculture issues will be resolved by the fact that WTO is generating such huge crisis that domestic politics will change color because of it. National emergencies will happen. Those are the kinds of fallouts which are going to determine the fate of what happens in WTO, not necessarily what happens in Cancun alone.
We're here in Cancun, Mexico, which is sort of the Mecca resort of Mexico. Do you think this is the kind of economic model for development that is being propagated by the U.S.?
This is definitely the development model that is in the mind of those who are bullying the rest of the world. It's the model which destroys some of the most beautiful natural resource areas of the world to create garish structures of consumerism for those who can fly cheap to Cancun, and then push the native communities to be serfs, to clean up the mess, wash their floors, clean their toilets. I believe that this is precisely the kind of polarity, division, and colonialism that is behind the WTO kind of thinking and those who pushed the rules. For us, it's an undesirable world, both because of how it has destroyed nature, how it has turned the local inhabitants into servers, and how it is making even those who come here to consume the sea, to consume the beauty of this region, to consume tourism, it is lowering them too as human beings. I do not believe any human being should live in the kind of lifestyle that is being celebrated here as the ultimate development.
On the one hand, the hotel zone where this actual event is taking place is made to be as comfortable as possible for the tourist. On the other hand, for this meeting itself, for the teach-in, it was very difficult to access the meeting. So how do you get the message, some of the information that you're trying to get across to the people you want to get it across to when there's this kind of polarity even within the organization of this forum?
For me, Cancun is one step. It is not the beginning, it is not the end. It might not lend itself to the best communication, but every word that is spoken gets heard. And silence would reinforce the lies, the fraud, the violence through which these structures are supported. That's why we must speak.
Thank you.